They also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Rosters need to be finalized by 12 noon today as the Orioles make final preparations for the 2025 baseball season. Opener tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Toronto. It'll be Zach Eflin for Baltimore, Jose Berrios for the Jays. Ravens made a move yesterday, agreeing to terms on a one-year deal with veteran cornerback Chidobe Awuzie. Baltimore filling the slot left when Brandon Stevens opted to sign with the Jets, Awuzie entering his ninth NFL season. Other NFL news, Russell Wilson now a Giant, and former Terp Stephon Diggs now a Patriot. On the ice last night in Winnipeg, the Caps did not get the desired result, but Alex Ovechkin's chase continued.
Van Riemsdyk is still up in the play, lost his hockey stick. Nice pass, Ovechkin, yeah. Scores! Alex Ovechkin, 889! Washington 2-2.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Ovi's goal ties it with 4 minutes to play. But the Jets beat the Caps in OT 3-2. Ovi now just six away. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Loxley responds to Kevin Willard. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Some fine spring temperatures today through the rest of the week. Sunny, 54 today. Tomorrow, 60 the high. Friday's warmer. A shower or two, 66 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 44 in Westminster, 47 in Easton, and 44 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. I tell you what, I feel so disheveled today. You guys feel like this too, or is it just me? Maybe because this is the middle of the week. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Of course, we have lots to discuss, and I think the biggest event today is the fact that this is the one-year anniversary of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So we're going to get into that. And if you want to weigh in on just memories or even just weigh in on how you feel about the bridge itself as far as the rebuild. And this is going to get into our question of the day, by the way. So 410-WCBM-680, go ahead and write down the number. 410-922-6680. You can weigh in at any time in regards to the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Also, I know right now they have a ceremony that is taking place. Governor Wes Moore is speaking. I think he's speaking right now, actually. Lots of live feeds going on online. But there are many, many elected officials in attendance. And like I said, it's the one-year anniversary. And just a real quick recap of everything, you know, don't forget that we did lose six construction workers. And you know what? I was listening this morning to one of the pieces, I think it was by Channel 11, actually, as I was getting ready for work this morning. And they were talking about how, you know, and I completely forgot about this, but they ended up rescuing two people right out of the water that morning. And if you recall, it was much colder last year on this day than today. And talk about how remarkable and how incredible that was to rescue two individuals. But we did still lose these six construction workers. You know, while investigations into the collapse are incomplete, and I'm reading this from WBFF, impacts are still felt daily by Maryland residents, businesses, and families. And isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? I was trying to think about, you know, when I was watching the news that morning just last year. And I think, you know, the feeling that came over me was just complete shock. I was in shock. I could not believe that the bridge had collapsed. And the aftermath of the collapse, like even that day, I remember seeing Mayor Brandon Scott. At that time, it was Boulder County Executive Johnny Osheski and a few others that went out there to speak to the press. And Mayor Scott, you got to give him credit. He was out there fairly quickly. I know we talk often about the photo ops that they love to take, especially within the Democrat Party, right? There's always a ribbon cutting. There's always a photo. But at that moment last year, I did expect to see everybody, and I don't think it was about a photo op. At that moment, don't forget, we also did not know how many lives were lost. I thought that was a big one because we had so many heroes that were working on the bridge that day, making sure that more cars weren't passing over the bridge after they got the Mayday call, that the ship could not turn and avoid the bridge. And that cargo ship now called the Dolly, now in the middle of all of this. And we listened to the NTSB just last week. And they pointed out that we hadn't had assessments on the bridge. We haven't had assessments on any of our bridges in Maryland for quite some time. I think many of us were, you know, we were shocked to learn that even after the collapse of this bridge, we still haven't done an assessment on the Bay Bridge. And so here we are a year later. Just a little feedback from that day. Of course, you can read this on any news site right now. This is, of course, a national story as well. ABC News has this on the front page. You've got New York Post having the bridge collapse on the front page. You've got, Fox News, obviously Newsmax, everyone talking about the bridge today. And let's just go back. On March 26, 2024, the ship Dolly was traveling out of the Baltimore Harbor when it experienced a loss of electrical power and propulsion and struck the southern pier supporting the central truss spans of the Key Bridge, which then it collapsed. The National Transportation Safety Board, again, was on the scene that day. The impact took place at 1:29 a.m., and by the time the sun rose that day, the impact of the collapse could be seen in stunning videos and photos all over the world. The immediate aftermath of the collapse included a search for missing construction crew members who were working at the time of the collapse. It took over a month to locate their bodies, and as a result of the collapse, 6 construction workers died. When it comes to the cleanup of the wreckage, you had the cleanup began just days after the collapse, and a limited access channel was opened by May 9th, if you recall, which allowed recreational vessels to pass through. Controlled demolition was used to break apart segments of the bridge, and the Dolly was refloated and moved back to port on May 20th. I remember sitting here and, you know, talking about what to do when it came to the demolition portion. And I remembered that, I said, can't we just blow it up? Remember that? I was like, you know, I think we could use an explosive. Just blow it all up because it's concrete. What else are you going to do? Blow it up and then take it out piece by piece. I know there were some people that said, Kim, you can't do that. You've got, all the fish, all the wildlife in the area. You can't use explosives. Well, that's what they used because at that point, I don't know how else you would have thought they would have got any of that concrete and cement out of the water. You would have to use explosives. And it's not that I didn't care about the wildlife. And I remember sitting here and I kept looking back and forth at Brian, the producer, because I was like, this is going to sound like I'm an awful person. But I don't care right now about the fish. I care about getting this out of the way so we can reopen the port and get back to business. If you recall, there were many truckers. There were so many people, so many businesses. I mean, it was just so tragic. And I guess, you know, looking back on that day, this is kind of why I think I'm so upset to find out that there hasn't been an assessment on the Bay Bridge or other bridges in Maryland, because I thought that literally stopped us, right? We were in a standstill after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And you would think that our elected officials would never want to get us in a situation like that again. So to find out that they haven't done much in an entire year, it is heartbreaking. It truly is. We lost six people. And if you really cared about those victims, as they said that they did, remember they had ceremonies, they were raising funds, which I thought was, you know, very respectable. I'm glad that they did it. But don't tell me that you care about the victims, and don't tell me that you care about the port and everything else that goes along with this, and then not even assess the other bridges we have in the state. Very, very sad indeed. Now, in February of this year, don't forget Maryland Governor Wes Moore and the Maryland Transportation Authority unveiled a new design concept for the new Francis Scott Key Bridge. It took quite some time just to get the design. And so, again, this goes to the question of the day, and I'm going to get to the phone lines here, too. If you want to weigh in, Francis Scott Key Bridge Memories, you got 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can go to WCBM.com right now and see the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And that question is, are you satisfied with the timeline for the Key Bridge rebuild? Are you satisfied with the timeline for the Key Bridge rebuild? I'm going to go ahead and select no. If you heard this past week, we were told that the bridge will not be back in service after the rebuild until 2028. Why did it take basically a year to come up with the new design? Look, I know government moves slowly, but they were begging for that money for the rebuild immediately after. You had President Joe Biden at the time say, yes, the money is coming. President Trump said, yes, the money is coming. Congress got together, Congressman Andy Harris, and of course, those in the delegation here in the state of Maryland, they got it done. Why on earth will we not see a rebuild until 2028? They're already putting up the wall at the southern border right now, and President Trump has been in office for 2 months. They've already began rebuilding. I'm sorry, I guess I'm just not buying it. I don't think it's going to take until 2028 to rebuild this bridge. And like I said, I do want to get your feedback on this. Very important day. I've got Ken in Middle River. Ken, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, rather. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
I wanted to tell you my story real quick. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I leave the TV on, and I saw on Fox News that the bridge had collapsed. Well, my brother-in-law was going to Honduras, and he was returning back that day. And I knew he was returning after midnight. And I worked, I'm retired now. I used to go across that bridge every day. I worked out by Lithicum, by the airport for the post office. And the first thing I thought of was my brother-in-law when I saw the bridge collapse, because I knew that he was coming back at a certain time. And I was like, wow, my niece and nephew had lost their mother a few years before. And I was like, I pray to God their father me. So he's remarried since then. So I text his wife. He's a pastor in Dundalk. He lives in Old Dundalk.
Okay.
And I said, is that home? That's the only thing I could think of to say. And she told me he was home, and I was relieved.
Oh, wow.
So he went across that bridge about an hour before it collapsed. And then I called my brother, who goes across the bridge every day, because he works in the Eastern Shore. He goes, and he told me, he said, Kenny, I know the workers were Hispanic, because we have a real closest to the Hispanic community all. And he said, I know all those workers. He said, they're all gone. He said, because he saw them every morning when he would go across early in the morning on the way to the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
And I rode across that bridge every day for 30 years going to the IMF in Maryland. And I just thank God to my brother-in-law, man. But it's just so horrible. And it's just the thing that gets me, Kim, about this, is they know the bridge was in bad shape, and they knew what happened in Florida. And it's typical government. They never correct the problem until it's too late.
Yeah, it can. And thank goodness your brother-in-law was home, and rode an hour beforehand. But like you said, we did lose lives.
When the bridge collapsed, he heard a noise.
Oh.
They thought it was thunder at first, because they live right in Old Dundalk.
Okay.
And about a month later, I went to his house, and we walked up, across the road there in Old Dundalk, and you could see right where the bridge used to be, right? We went, right afterwards and on. He was just thanking God that he made it back. He had just come back from Honduras that night.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, prayers to you and your family. Thank you so much for sharing that as well. I appreciate you, Ken. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
God bless you.
God bless. Thank you. And like I said, if you want to weigh in with your stories, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Excuse me. We would love to hear from you. Right now, while you're calling in, we're going to go to Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. It's a huge day today in Baltimore. Tim, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Kim? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So we've got some good news here taking place, okay? We've got our third positive session so far in a row, which is good for the markets. We'll wait and see how things play out here Wednesday. But right now, we're seeing the S&P posting a marginal gain from yesterday. This morning, though, looking at the markets, Dow futures are up. S&P 500 index futures are up, of course, as well, Kim. And then the NASDAQ futures, which are a technology-based index, are off ever so slightly. Dow futures are up about 0.2%, 90 points to be precise, as of this exact minute. S&P 500 futures are up slightly, like I said, probably somewhat muted at 3.5 points, up 0.06%. NASDAQ futures are down about 12 points, down 0.06%. So the investors right now, I think, are watching, Kim, for all possible signs, because we've had this recent lift here, some wind behind the sails, so to speak, the first couple days here of this week. But all possible signs that could indicate maybe a rise in inflation and a possible, and I hate to use the dirty R word, Kim, but that's a recession, particularly as President Donald Trump's April 2nd, which is next week, that start date for these big reciprocal tariffs, that's looming in the background. And actually, Trump had said in a recent interview, I believe it was with Newsmax yesterday, he said that tariffs will likely be, and I quote, more lenient than reciprocal, end quote. So that kind of position or that stance is adding on to some earlier reports that the duties could be more narrow in scope and that maybe sector-specific tariffs. So depending upon what industry or what sector the business is in, those sector-specific tariffs are expected to be delayed. But again, markets Monday were positive, stocks closing slightly higher yesterday. Sentiment is appearing somewhat uplifted based on these reports. But right now, we've got to look at the data. We look at yesterday, and we look at the advance we had from the broad-based rally. And the S&P 500, this is a key technical indicator, not to get too technical with you, Kim, here this morning, but the S&P 500 pushed above its 200-day moving average. And that's a very important number for us to pay attention to when looking at the markets, because, again, we had 4 weeks of the markets really being extremely volatile in negative territory. We snapped that losing streak here, at least to start this week, but we're going to pay very close attention, again, to the data. Elsewhere in the news, as far as any companies making big pre-market moves, GameStop, the meme stock surged 16% after the company's board announced they approved to a plan to buy Bitcoin. Dollar Tree gaining 5% here this morning as well. So there we have it for any company-specific news, Kim. We'll stay tuned, see how things play out the remainder of the day, and then I'll be back Friday morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash, Kim. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tim. You too.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. CBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we are 1 year 1 year since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Like I said, this is, of course, a national story. There is a ceremony going on right now. It looks like to be in the Dundalk area, just about, you know, based on the view that I see behind the governor and other elected officials. And we're also weighing in here on your memories of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, or even, you know, what you were doing that night that it collapsed, how you felt that morning. I know a lot of us were in shock to see some of the videos and photos of the collapse. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Bill in Parkville. Bill, you wanted to weigh in here.
Yes, I think we're taking way too long to get this bridge rebuilt. If the Chinese were involved in this, it'd be done by now.
Yeah.
The Chinese were able to build over a mile-high bridge in over 3 years, in under 3 years, that they said, as Wes said, would take over 100 years to build.
Yeah, Bill, and I was looking up the timeline on when we constructed the bridge in the first place. They began it back in 1972, and then it ended up several years behind schedule because they were $33 million over budget, and then it opened to traffic March 23rd of 1977. So
this is what happens when labor unions and everything else are involved, government bureaucracy.
No, you're right. So, but basically what they're telling us is it actually will take more time now than it did in 1972 when we have better technology, and obviously we know exactly how to get it done because we've done it before. It's amazing to me that they're saying 2028.
Well, BGE was able to put the power lines beside the Key Bridge in no time.
Yeah. Yep. Of course they
Incredible.
Were, right? It is. Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I hope you have a great rest of the week. Again, that is the question of the day at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you satisfied with the timeline for the Key Bridge rebuild? Yes or no? Go to WCBM.com and let your voice be heard. I've got Marty in the text line. Marty says, Kim, when we built the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, they cleared the channel and left the rest of the bridge in the water as an artificial reef. The same should be done with the demolition of the remaining bridge. Yeah, Marty, and that makes sense because, I mean, right now you've got the ships, everything's able to get through. I mean, do we really, truly need to remove any other pieces of it? It doesn't sound like it. I mean, I would wait for an engineer to chime in on it, but it definitely doesn't sound like it. And like I said, if you go back, 1972 is when they began the construction. At the time, it was called the Outer Harbor Bridge. Some of you might remember that. But then they said that it was several years behind schedule, which means, yeah, they began in 1972, but they thought they were going to have it done in 1974. So now you're telling me this bridge collapsed March 26th of 2024. It took you a year, 1 year, to get a blueprint of it. And now you're telling us it's going to take until 2028 to reopen it to traffic? Look, I'm not that great at math, okay? I'm not that great at math. But this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You know, Governor Wes Moore, he had a local interview this morning, and I got to hear it on the way into work. And boy, oh boy, was he flustered. He was stressed out because he was being asked some serious questions. You know, he's only been doing national news because, as we mentioned before, he doesn't have to really answer in detail some of the things that he says time and time again. And he was asked about the budget, gave his same old talking points. The interviewer demolished those talking points. He then got very flustered and it was like, well, you know, we're trying our best and we're not going to kick this can down the road under my term. And he was talking, of course, at that point about the blueprint, which we cannot afford. And I did note, and we'll talk about this coming up next, you know, what the delegates were basically debating on the floor in Annapolis yesterday. Shout out to Delegate Nino Mangione and all of our delegates in the Maryland Freedom Caucus. I've got some sound here from Delegate Latoya Cogolo. I think she gave my favorite speech of the day. I didn't get to see every single one of them. Because they spent hours debating this. And again, thank you to the Republicans in Annapolis for putting up the fight. They continued to introduce amendments. And, of course, Democrats continued to shoot them down. And I guess I just hope that voters remember this. I hope they remember that the Republicans in this state truly attempted to fight for you to save your money. And so to those that are vote blue no matter who, I hope that you are seriously looking at this and understanding what's going on here. You can see who's for you and who is not. Coming up next, we'll continue talking about the one-year anniversary of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, and we will move on to what happened in Annapolis just yesterday.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is taking full responsibility for the inclusion of a magazine journalist in an official social media group during discussions about the recent U.S. attack plan against the Houthi rebels in Yemen. The White House, though, says it's moving forward despite all the criticism still coming from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a maritime ceasefire in the Black Sea. The deal comes after President Trump spoke with leaders from both sides, I should say. Separately, Russia has convicted 23 captured Ukrainians on terrorism charges stemming from the fighting in Ukraine. In its latest report card for the nation's roads, the American Society of Civil Engineers says the state of U.S. infrastructure has improved just a bit since its last report 4 years ago. It overall gave it a grade of C. This is SRN News.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Expectations are high, yet at the same time somewhat muted for the 2025 Orioles. As Baltimore gears up for opening day tomorrow, Birds have made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons for the first time in 25 years, but have failed to win a playoff game. Zach Eflin takes the hill tomorrow for Baltimore at 3:07 p.m. Roster needs to be set by 12 noon today. Head football coach Mike Locksley addressed the media gathered in College Park yesterday for the start of Maryland spring football. Locksley was asked about Kevin Willard's public comments last week concerning the split of NIL money at Maryland.
I've learned in 33 years of coaching, there are no utopias. Every family has their issues and their dirty little secrets, but I'm of the opinion those are handled individually, handled behind closed doors within family ranks.
Bam! And on that note, how about this? Derek Queen's comments when asked why he and the team listen to and respect Willard in the first place.
He do pay us the money. And then so we got to listen to him.
Show me the money. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens bolster their defense. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
This is a little bit more March-like. Cooler weather today. After today, the temperatures steadily warm back up the rest of the week. Will turn out sunny. 54 the high today. Temperatures tonight dropping into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, 60 the high. Friday, we might see a shower or two, not much rain, 66 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Of course, we're reflecting on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That collapse happened 1 year ago today. So at any point in time in the show, if you want to call in and share your memories or share, you know, I guess your shock and how you were feeling that morning when you woke up to find that the bridge was no longer there. I think, like I said earlier, that was the most shocking piece for me. It's like, you know, you look, you know, I guess it's even when you're going up to the tunnel there on 95, and depending on what side you're coming from, obviously, but you look to your left or right and you're just used to seeing that Francis Scott Key Bridge standing there. And so today makes it 1 year since it has been gone. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I also just wanted to note as well, you know, if you want to text in a text line, you can, but don't forget, if you haven't already, please go to the App Store. You can download the WCBM app. It is free in that App Store, and then you can text right through the app. It makes it very easy to do so. I got a text here from Doug. Doug says, Kim, morning, the new Key Bridge should have been started months ago. If this would have happened in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis would have had it under construction already. It is a disgrace that more protection hasn't been done for the Bay Bridge as well. Yeah, Doug, you know, that's the sad reality here 1 year later. And you're absolutely correct. Governor Ron DeSantis, I would think that the bridge rebuild would have started at least 4 months ago. As we mentioned earlier, you know, they secured the funding for the bridge last year. And they did that through Congress. And they didn't really get any pushback, even though, of course, there were, you know, Republicans that weren't excited about funding the bill or funding the bridge, I should say. Even I asked questions because, of course, I was running for office at the time. And I said, well, wait a minute. What happened to the bipartisan infrastructure bill? There was lots of money still left there. Where is that money? I did note that Governor Wes Moore, he had an interview this morning, and he was asked about the $5 billion surplus, and it was asked what he spent it on. And I can tell you that he still did not have a response. When he was asked a question, he basically chuckled and said, oh, that was really nothing. It didn't really exist. You see, this is the issue that I have with this governor, and I think I've been very polite. When dealing with the governor and some of the decisions that he's made, you know, whether it's the photo ops and all the videos, you know, with the Maryland Turpin or, you know, throwing footballs with Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's just like everything is for show, right? But we've got serious issues here in Maryland, not just the Key Bridge. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I go back and forth to D.C. a couple times a week when I leave here. And when I come back, I try to go so quickly, right, because I have to go down to a studio down there. I try to go as quick as I can. I'm like, look, we're getting this done in one take. Get the cameras rolling. Let's go. Right? By the time I get back in my car, it's about maybe, you know, 230, 245-ish. The issue is, as you're coming up to 95, and I don't know if you guys have noted the same thing, but by the time you get to, you know, you're getting off of 295, you're trying to take that 95 ramp, what a nightmare that is. Like right there in that Westport area, oh my gosh, you could be sitting there for an hour. As early as 315 if you get there. Because again, now no, you know, you don't have that Francis Scott Key Bridge. You've got lots of trucks going that way. You've got a lot of cars obviously sitting there. And it is a nightmare. People cutting each other off, flipping the bird. And as many people noted, even calling the show yesterday, you've got so much gas being wasted as trucks are trying to navigate, you know, taking the back roads. And it's just, it's a nightmare to find out that this bridge isn't going to be reconstructed until 2028. And then knowing that when this bridge was first erected back in 1972, they said it was only going to take them about 2 years. It ended up taking them a little bit longer because they didn't have the money. They were $33 million short. So you're telling me back in 1972, we constructed this bridge a lot faster than we can do so in 2025? How is that possible? Go back to the phone lines here. I'm glad that you guys want to weigh in. I've got Belinda in Baltimore. Belinda, you want to weigh in?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I believe that if when they called the May Day, if the workers had understood English, they probably would have been saved and came off that bridge quickly enough. Because, we know that the president just recently ordered the English language to be predominantly in the United States, right?
Yeah.
And so many of those immigrants that I've speaking to, that I hear, you know,
yeah,
and they don't even know English. I mean, if the companies that hire them would at least, you know, give them the safety rules that they need to know if something happens, if they hear a mayday, that means to immediately leave the bridge. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, no, I understand, Belinda. That was my theory the entire time because they said the translator for those guys, he's one of the ones that made it. He was able to jump off, and that's who they pulled out of the water. So I agree with you. I don't think they understood what May Day meant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is sad. But you're right. I think maybe employers should do a better job and making sure they at least understand, you know, what to do in case of emergency. I think that's that might be something they would have to take to the floor in the Maryland State House.
And even President Trump, he made English the first language.
Yeah, yeah.
Of so many of those people coming in, and you talk to them, and they don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, and that's the unfortunate part of it. Yeah, Belinda, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. And yeah, you guys, you know, and there were some people that were like, Kim, that's not nice. You shouldn't have said they could get out because they didn't understand English. But look, since the collapse of the bridge a year ago, there are many people that suspect the same thing, okay? I don't know. I know they were saying that some of the workers were in the truck. It was technically their lunch break, so they were in the truck eating. How fast they would have been able to get out of the truck? How fast could they actually put the truck in drive? I don't know. But when you saw after the fact, one of the survivors doing an interview, he had to use a translator because he had no idea what the reporter was asking him. And I'm not saying this to be, you know, what do they call that? I guess, you know, xenophobic or something. I don't know what they call it these days. But I'm not saying it to say, oh, well, you know, we don't respect somebody that only speaks Spanish. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, and I guess this is as Belinda was saying, you know, President Trump made English language the official language. That was also on my platform as I was running for office. In any other country that you go to, there is an official language. And, you know, when you come to this country, you're hoping that, many of these immigrants want to become, number one, an American citizen, but number two, to assimilate to what we have here in America. This is what makes this country so great, right? We've got the rule of law. This is the things, how we operate in this country is what other people desire. That's why they come here. That's why they risk their lives to get here. And so I don't know why we would remain, you know, true to who we are. And this is another conversation, you know, losing our values, losing our principles, the fact that you have some people, even elected officials, that want to change America completely. Yet some of those elected officials, like Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, right? She's a Somali immigrant. And she's talked before about how she loves America and how she would never go back to Somalia because of how we do things here. Well, if that's the case, I would ask Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, then why are you so bent on changing things to make us similar to where you came from, in which you don't want to go back? It makes no sense. Again, we're talking about the Key Bridge. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore and the budget. All things here local to the state of Maryland. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, you wanted to weigh in?
I agree. You need to, if you're going to live in the United States more than temporarily, you should learn English. It's just, you know, you go somewhere in the world, you got to learn whatever language of people. That's just basic common sense. Now, my only comment is, how do you expect Wes Moore to fail forward if he doesn't totally screw up as governor?
Say it one more time, Kurt. I'm sorry.
How is Wes Moore going to be a typical Democrat and fail forward if he doesn't totally screw up as governor?
Yeah. Well, here's what I think. I think, Kurt, because that's why he only does national interviews at this point. I don't think he believes that anything that he does at this state level is going to affect him and his dream to be in the Oval Office. And the way that voters are, unfortunately, especially Democrat voters, I think he's probably right in that, unfortunately.
Yeah, he just, you know, they don't care about what do you accomplish. It's more important how you act and what you look like and
right.
All the phony things.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. Kurt, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
And that is the reality. Now, can he be the governor of Maryland again, right, a second term? That's where I feel as though he's vulnerable. That's where I feel he's vulnerable at this very second. Because, as I mentioned, the interview I heard with Governor Moore this morning, he was so flustered, so upset that somebody even questioned him on the budget, because he keeps saying the same old thing. Oh, I'm going to save the middle class all this money. No, you're not. I got Scott in Elkridge. Scott, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Sure. I know they've secured the funding for the bridge, but they're going to get their money back, and they're going to get it back and then some, because they're going to fleece Maryland drivers. Look, I just went online not too long ago to renew my registration for a truck. It's a truck. It's a pickup truck. It's not a big truck, but it's still a truck all the same. It's $146 for 1 year, and they give you a choice whether you want 1, 2, or 3 year for the length of time. It wasn't $146 the last time, and that was for 2 years. I mean, it's just highway robbery. They are just, this state will nail you one. They'll find a way to get your money.
Yeah,
and I can't believe it. And you got to pay it. What are you going to do? Not drive? You have no choice. They got you.
Yeah. And that is the sad part about it. I was listening to some of the floor speeches yesterday, Scott, and I heard where they said that there's actually going to be more fees tacked on to that vehicle registration by the end of the year. So it's not going to get any better.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hope you have a great day and the rest of your week. It is. It's a shame that we're in this position. And that's kind of why I was listening to the interview this morning with Wes Moore, because it's kind of like, all right, many of us have these questions. You can't just continue to use these talking points and think that that's going to satisfy everybody. Just because your team is telling you to say this, that doesn't make it so that we should accept it. We can do basic math and we see the bills that we are getting. This doesn't even include the rise in energy costs that I'm putting out here. Right? It doesn't include the blueprint, because that's in a separate bill. And then you see Republicans fighting on the floor yesterday for common sense amendments. And, you know, they're shot down every single time. It's you know, it's really discouraging, and I can see how many people are trying to leave the state. I've got Jim in Dundalk. Jim, did you want to remember the Key Bridge or tell us how it's affecting your everyday life?
Tell you how it's affecting me. My wife and I live in off North Point, and the week before the bridge went down, we bought a home on just on the other side of the bridge. We both work over here on North Point. She's a school teacher. I have a small shop. So we still have not moved because of the commute costs. We've purchased a new home that we're paying for every month that we don't live in. We're still in our previous home.
Oh, my gosh.
The cost of every day is already too much. The taxes on the small business that I own it's barely profitable. And because of the commute, we would both be coming over the bridge every day at separate times. And on top of the gas costs and all that, you got the roads that are destroying your vehicle.
Yeah.
The potholes pop your tires. I've even had my windshield cracked twice from hitting one. And as you said, that 295 merge onto 95 can take an hour or two. You got three lanes of people all rushing to get on that off-ramp.
Yep.
It's a nightmare. I can't afford it. And they want to make everything more expensive as it is.
Yeah, Jim. And I'm sorry to hear that. I can't believe. So you're paying for two places to live, obviously living in just one.
Thankfully, our the one we're still in, it's not a nice neighborhood, but it's paid off. And we were trying to keep it okay, so that our children could have a place to stay because no one can afford today's rent.
Right.
So we were going to use, you know, give it to them for $1,000 a month, maybe. So we have three kids that are all going to rent it out for a couple $100 a month just to make their life easier to get started.
Oh, that's
good.
When
we moved over here, it was $800 a month, and now these little homes are going for $2,000 a month.
Wow.
So you can afford that.
Yeah, no, they priced a lot of people out of there. I guess let me ask you this, Jim, before you go, and this is really, it's awful that you're dealing with all this. You know, how do you feel about this timeline? It'll take them until 2028 to get traffic back on that rebuild.
I think it's ridiculous, and I may end up having to sell the house. I don't think we could deal with the commute each day. She's a school teacher. She would be late every day. And when two of our four kids are still in school. I don't think we will be able to keep the house. I don't know what to think. The timeline's ridiculous. It took them a year just to get a blueprint, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I appreciate you calling in.
Democrat leadership.
Yeah. No, it's awful. It's awful. Jim, thank you so much for calling in. And please thank your wife for us for being a school teacher. I know that's difficult these days as well.
She's a good one, not a blue-haired one.
Yeah. I believe you. Thank you, Jim.
You have a great day.
You too. Oh. We'll continue this conversation when we get back.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Biden administration funding transgender experiments on animals intended to improve so-called gender-affirming care for humans is now officially coming to an early end thanks to Doge and Elon Musk shining a light on this gruesome research. Congressman Eli Crane told JustTheNews.com last month that the House Oversight Committee documented $241 million in taxpayer funding for transgender surgery and treatments on animals. Many of the figures cited at a recent hearing on federally funded animal cruelty came from the White Coat Waste Project, which documented $10 million spent on transgender rodent and monkey experiments.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Artificial intelligence, AI, it's all you hear about. But how far away is it? And what are the potential threats from AI that could totally upend the way Americans live their lives? What will it do to the job market? What will the unemployment rate be? What does it mean for data privacy or cybersecurity? How about the banking system or national security? The ECB has already warned about a bubble in AI stocks. Could this spread to other sectors? If you have $50,000 or more saved for retirement, this may not be the time to wait and find out. Learn how you could help protect your life savings using precious metals like gold and silver. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. One more time, visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, thank you for that, Brian. Morgan Wallen does make me feel a little bit better. It does. It does. And yeah, thank you to our caller, Jim. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your story. Very sad indeed. And you were absolutely right. Everybody trying to get on that off ramp. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, coming out of D.C. now, torture. Torture. It's pure torture. We're going to continue to talk about the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Obviously, this is a one-year anniversary. Right now, they're hosting a ceremony in Dundalk. I see Senator Bill Ferguson has taken the stage. And he is speaking. Just a bit ago, I did see Governor Westmore up there. We're also talking about the budget in Westmore in general. The NTSB came out with a scathing report last week saying that even though the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed and we lost six people, six lives, they still have not done any assessments on the Bay Bridge or any other bridge in Maryland to make sure it did not happen again. So that's why look, I know they have to have the ceremony today, but I'm shocked at how, you know, excited they seem to be about it. I wouldn't be excited. We also learned it's going to take until 2028 to wreck the new bridge, and that is a disgrace. I've got Mark in Easton. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Kim, I'm calling on another note. I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener. I wanted to talk about the tax bill that's going through in the state of Maryland right now.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, so right now we have a carve-out for silver and gold bullion, and they're trying to repeal that. And the way that works is if you were to spend $1,000 on silver, gold bullion, coins of that nature, then you would be tax-exempt from the 6%. Maryland is trying to repeal that and put it where no matter how much money you spend on gold or silver bullion in the state of Maryland, it's taxed at the regular retail rate. Oh. The problem with that is 46 of the 50 states in the union see the problem with this. They do not tax gold or silver bullion other than similar methods as to what Maryland has in place right now. They believe this is going to raise $3.5 million in revenue, but it's actually going to lose revenue. It's going to be actually a lose-lose proposition. They tried this in Tennessee. They're just now repealing when they put that tax in because their revenues went down. It's a very small amount that they hope to gain from this.
Yeah.
Our problem with it is we are bordered by all states that don't charge tax on these items. And
yeah.
When people are spending money, $1,000, $100,000, whatever that number is, they're going to move over and purchase it in the next state over, literally decimating this industry. And I'll give you an example.
Well, Mark, if you could just, Mark, we're coming up on a break here. Can you just let me know, what's the bill number? Is that a House bill?
It's in the House bill right now, but the Senate's getting ready to go through that section of it, and it's been an amendment at the end of the budget.
Okay.
We were trying to encourage them to remove that verbiage, okay, eliminating that.
I'll look that up right now. Thank you, Mark.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count.